Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to episode number 38 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we will look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we give them all a good seeing too. This week we're doing smelly hole. We were meant to do healthy hole, but I am not in the mood to tell anyone to be fit or healthy because we've just gone into another lockdown. I don't know what it's like in your part of the world, but yep, the family are locked in a room upstairs with an apple tart on their 12th hour of screen for the day. And I'm here in the cupboard. So no, not doing healthy hole. So this week is smelly hole. Last week was 2020 me hole. Great fun with Mickey Burns and the lads. It was like talking to a bunch of lads in a shed. Week before was Dustin the turkey on Turkey's Hole. Highly recommend it. Like, forget about me. Dustin, I mean, I think I have the hots for him. Like, is it possible to be in love with a puppet? I prefer him to Matt Damon, I've said that. But anyway, and Amy Huberman was the week before. She had her baby, Ted. So now she has Bill and Ted. And she has Sadie, the eldest, to mind Bill and Ted. Good girl, Amy. So this week's smelly hole. Well, I suppose if you think of Ireland and smelly hole, the first thing that came to mind for me was the issue we have with methane gas. This is the flatulence and the belching that comes out of a cow, or I think it comes out of a pig as well. And it is a major issue here. Now, we're probably immune to it because there's so many cows here in Ireland, and it's massive in other countries as well. This methane gas is affecting the planet, apparently. But there's nothing we can do about it. We can't put different fuel into the cow. They've tried, but they can't. And we love our meat and we love our dairy. People from other parts of the world say we smell like rotten milk, but we don't smell it. It's like, you know, the way you'd smell spices off people who have a lot of spices in their country, or if I have a vindaloo, it would be pumping out through my pores. But apparently we smell of sour milk. And in fairness, if you have a lot of dairy, you do kind of do milky farts. Do you ever hear of milky farts? And I know meat eaters get an awful bad doing, but I do believe if meat comes from a good source. I am related to a farmer who, you know, he has loads of cows. He talks to his cows. He's better friends with his cows than his family. So if the cows are treated well and have a good life, I don't have a problem with having a little bit of their meat or whatever stuff you have. So yeah, anyway, the methane is a problem, but no, I've no solution for it, to be honest. Another Irish problem would be slurry tanks. I grew up around slurry tanks. I don't even know what they are. Are they the shite from animals put into a pit? They smell awful. And then I think the shit from the pit is spread over the land to fertilise it. And I'm convinced that some of the farmers back in Cork, maybe just one or two of them, were putting pies and stuff into their slurry pits because they used to smell pretty bad during the summer. Like, I don't know whether it was rotting animals or what. Alcohol would be another smelly hole in Ireland. We are in denial that we are a massive drinking nation. If we get if we get the trots and we blame it on food poisoning, but we would never blame it on the 10 pints we had after the meal. No, we just plough the cold beer into us on top of the steak or the roast and think that the enzymes in our stomach can break down the food with, for starters, the cold beer is changing the temperature of your stomach, so the stomach can't work. And then the stomach and the enzymes can't do their job because they can't even chase the meat around the tummy because it's all swimming in pints of beer. Anyway, another problem we have in Ireland is we like our cabbage.
And I do think cruciferous vegetables can cause a lot of flatulence. So anything like broccoli, cauliflower, I've given them up anyway because it wouldn't be fair on the people around me. Beans, you know, they agree with some people and I'm not one of them. What is it? Beans, beans are good for the heart. The more you eat, the more you fart. The more you fart, the better you feel. So eat your beans at every meal. But that's not very considerate of the people around you. So I don't eat a lot of beans. Lentils, I wouldn't touch. I wouldn't touch lentils. I'm done with them. There's enough foods in the world for me to avoid lentils. And as for seeds, oh God, I'm nervous of them too. Like I said it before, but that pointy thing at the end of a pumpkin seed, like it's to do the damage of a Gillette, do you know? And kale, oh, I mean, like a cow wouldn't even chew on kale. It would walk over it and look for a bit of grass. It's dinosaur food, so anything like that I might be a bit afraid of, and that will give you smelly hole. Now I'm feeling quite bunged up after Christmas. I don't know about the rest of you, but I ate my way through Christmas. What's called the seafood diet, as a seafood you eat it. So I am going to ring a colonic irrigationist right now to find out what the story is on the prices of colonic irrigations and see if they can sort out people's smelly holes. Here we go.
Calling. This is Katie. How can I help you?
Hi, Katie. I'm just wondering, are you open at the moment for colonic irrigation?
Yes, ma'am, we are.
Great. Okay. And I was just wondering, are you taking on new customers right now? Because I haven't been with you before.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
We do.
And also, are you very busy after Christmas? Because is there high demand after, I suppose, people being quite unhealthy and blocked up? Or have you vacancies?
I mean, we have some vacancies, not nearly as many,
okay.
But yes, we do have some.
Okay. And I was also wondering, I've never had a colonic irrigation, but how many liters of liquid gets put inside, or does it vary from person to person?
It varies from person to person. Like if you're really, really blocked up, they're not just going to overload you. But we do water first, and then we'll use coffee as a detox. So we'll flush you first and then we'll detox you, unless you don't want to. Some people prefer to not use the coffee, but that's what we use for the detox. As far as the actual liters, it varies, but if you'd like me to, I could go grab a tech and ask them a roundabout estimate of how many liters.
Oh, no, that's fine. And then the tubing goes quite deep as well. Am I correct?
You know what? So that's what I thought too the first time I ever had one done. I was a little bit nervous because I thought that was the case. Not really.
Okay.
It does not go super deep.
Okay.
It's more of a suction tubing.
Yeah.
Right. So it doesn't have to go in quite as far.
My friend said she did one at home with coffee, which I just couldn't bear the thoughts I'm not sure what she did, but she was saying I could do it no problem at home, but I would be just too nervous to don't
right.
know. Yeah, I've heard of home enemas. Is that what it's called?
Or?
Yes. Yeah.
Yes, ma'am. They're coffee enemas.
I think I'd prefer to let the professional deal with that area. Okay, I'm going
right.
to go and have a think about it. Do you have a price range for, or does it vary again from person to person? And do you go for consultation first before you get price, or is there a price on?
No, there's a very, it's, the price doesn't really vary. You can do it one of two ways. Your first appointment can be $135. The $35 is actually for a prescription for the colonic itself. So it's not like a medication prescription. It's just that the colonic uses medical grade equipment. So we have to have a prescription on file and we'll do it in house for you. And then it brings that charge to $135. Or if you want to get a prescription for the colonic itself from your PCP, then it's just $100.
Okay.
So it kind of depends on how you would like to do that.
Okay. Well, I would love to flush 2020 out of my system. So I am going to go away and have a think about it and I'm going to get back to you. But I would like to thank you for all your information. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome, honey. Call back anytime.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Yeah, she was lovely. I've never had a colonic irrigation. I know people say they're normal, but I'm not ready to pump water up my anus and someone I know, you gave a name, people I know have had them and enjoy them. I don't know if enjoy is the word. Maybe they've enjoyed the after effects of feeling lighter. But no, not for me. Even after all those selection boxes of Christmas and, like, I mean, can you imagine the sewage tanks around after Christmas? They must be just clogged up with heroes and celebrations, galaxies, Mars, bounties, Milky Ways. Oh, I tell you what, let's give Dino Rod a call and see how busy they are at the moment. I don't know if you know what Dino Rod are. They are the Irish sewage pipe cleaner. They're an orange trucks. You see them around, kind of a luminous orange. They glow in the dark. Dino Rod, let's give them a ring.
Hello.
Hi there. I'm wondering what actually do Dino Rod deal with just commercial properties, or do they do houses as well?
No, we do domestic as well.
Okay, I'm not sure if I need help or not yet. The toilet is stinking and there's a hole out the back stinking. I think things are a bit blocked, smelly.
Yeah, whereabouts are you?
I'm near Dunleary, but I have a plumber guy who lives nearby. He said he'd have a look first before I bring you out. Should I just get him to...
Okay, well, I can get him to have a look at him. He might be able to tear it up with rods, but I can get someone out there tomorrow and the cost is 170 for the hour on site.
Okay, it's 170 to come out for an hour on site. Grand, I hear you. And ye'd have the best equipment, wouldn't ye?
We would. We have all the equipment that's needed, yeah.
Right, okay. And have you ever worked on site yourself, or do you work in the office mainly, do you?
Yeah. No, I've been out on site as well, yeah. No,
come here.
Do
you wear a mask over your nose? Because this is pretty smelly, like.
We do. We have full face coverings.
Okay, and do you put, like, eucalyptus around your nose to stop breathing in the muck?
No, it's not harmful.
Just face covering, so it's just smelly.
It's just unpleasant. It's not harmful.
And come here, does everyone get blocked up after Christmas because they've just been eating so many celebrations?
Yeah, we're extremely busy. Yeah, we're out the door, yeah.
And come here, lockdown makes it worse because everyone's pooing at home instead of at work.
Everyone's at home. That's it. Everyone's pulling stuff down the drain. They shouldn't be.
Okay, because, like, people don't even realise sanitary stuff and wipes can't even go down the toilet. They don't.
It doesn't break up. And even the one that says biodegradable, they don't break up in the drains either.
Sure, that'd be biodegradable over 100 years probably.
Yeah, probably.
All right. I'll get back to you tomorrow. Thank you so much.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Jeez, I didn't want to give him my exact address. He'd be here in 5 minutes. A friend of mine didn't know you couldn't put wipes down a toilet, and she had to get Dino Rod out because the thing was just full of wipes, baby wipes. They don't flush. So stop it, lads, if you're doing it. Tampons are another one. Like, we all know that sanitary towels don't go down, because obviously that's clearly, you can see they wouldn't fit down. But tampons, no, they block it up as well. And if anyone was a bit slow to the party like me, like when I read the information leaflet on the tampon box, I was so busy realising I had 3 holes down there instead of 2 that I kind of missed the whole do not put down the toilet for quite a while. But anyway, we're all good to the environment now, so do not put tampons down the toilet because they will block it as well and you'll have Dino Rod out. I had a very bad experience once cleaning a toilet. I walked from a job in McDonald's. They had demoted me from fries because I couldn't get the fries into the container without touching them. I got demoted from fillets of fish because I forgot to put the lids on. Got demoted from apple pies because I put the wrong times on the containers and they were binning loads of them. And then I walked when they put me, it was day 9 or something, and they put me on toilets and I walked. So I was very proud of that. Another poo story, when I was in college at the time, we got robbed and no one ever knew if they went into my bedroom or not because it always looked like a crime scene. But they did take valuables from the house when we were in college and they left a turd in the toilet the size of, like, it was bigger than a watermelon. It was, like, I suppose thinner than a watermelon but longer than a watermelon. I don't know whether they had an animal with them or whether they formed it and dropped it in. But anyway, another toilet story would be, I lived in a house once and had a sliding toilet. So if you didn't balance correctly on the toilet, it wasn't nailed down, so it would slide across the bathroom. And it wasn't connected to the wall with a cement or concrete pipe. It was, or plastic even. It was like this flexi pipe. So if you did slide across, the flexi pipe would come out from the wall. Look, I'll let your imagination do the rest. It wasn't great. Another poo story. I worked in a stables once and I had this dream of, you know, riding thoroughbreds down the gallop. No, I was left on shit shoveling for many, many weeks. Probably told you this one as well before. And not only was I so bad at shoveling the shit out of the stables and throwing it up on the truck, no, I got demoted to stand on top of the truck and stomp the shit down. So the other 20-ish employees would throw, pike their shite up to me. Now, I had my makeup on because I really fancied myself back then. And I had my lovely suntan and my nice Levi's. And there I was on top of the truck. And I had great cleavage at the time. I had fabulous boobs. And one day this perfectly formed horse feces round ball landed in my cleavage. And that was enough. I just went, ah, there is feces in my titties. I'm out of here. Anyway, they didn't put me back on the truck.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Again. Any other smelly holes? Breath, your breath, halitosis. That would be a big smelly hole. Although you can hide it behind a mask at the moment. I dated a fellow once and he was close on perfect. I mean, he ticked every box. I think he even ticked my box. But his breath. Yeah, he had halitosis and I was out of there. So, I'm actually going to ring a dentist now and see if they deal with that. If that's something you can ring up with and go, halitosis, sort me out.
Hello, thank you for calling.
Hi there. I was wondering if you've got any advice on smelly breath. My friends have told me I'm a little bit stinky at the moment, and I'm just wondering if you guys handle that. Halitosis, do you deal with that there?
Give me just a moment. I don't know, when was the last time you did like a cleaning, a deep cleaning, like a perineal maintenance?
The last time I had a cleaning would have been 2019 because I kind of stayed away for a whole year. So maybe I just kind of a bit disgusting now.
Yeah, probably just the buildup. We could have you come in.
Okay, and do you have any other, are there any other tips or causes that you know off the top of your head? Like, I know it's not great when I have coffee. I don't think coffee helps, but what do you personally find? Are there any other tips that can help?
It would just be like the flossing, the, you know, washing, and then your 6 months cleanup.
Right, okay.
Normally, like,
yeah,
to-
yeah.
Get done, you know, personally every 6 months, and then just flossing and cleaning, and probably drinking water after you eat. But yeah, I would say the cleaning helps with the buildup because that's what it is most of the time.
Okay. Well, I'm just a little bit nervous to come for an appointment just now, so I'm going to leave it another few weeks. So in the meantime, I'm going to just maybe clean really, really carefully and cut back on the coffee. Hopefully that will help.
Yeah, and floss. Yeah.
Yeah. And I can also hide behind my mask. I don't have to knock anyone out. Okay. Thank you for your time. I will get back to you in a few weeks.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I suppose if you let it go too long, it can turn into that other one, gingivitis, which is stinky gum disease. And another reason you can have smelly breath is keto breath. I don't know if you've heard of that. I went on a sugar-free diet about 2 years ago and didn't last very long, to be honest. But you start, I didn't realise at the time, but if you have low carbs and low sugar, you start breaking down ketones and your breath starts to smell strange. And I remember I went to the theatre one night with my sister and she nearly moved to another seat, except there wasn't one. Back in the days when theatres were full, she had to sit next to me. She said, "Your breath smells like an old granny's saucepan that has just cooked cabbage. It's like rotten cabbage metal smell." I couldn't get it, but I got her to test me again when I went off the sugar-free thing, and it was gone. So yeah, it is something. These metally ketones have to get out of you some way, and your breath is one of those ways. That exciting. So I went out and about earlier to ask people about their smelly holes and if they had to experience any smelly holes in their lives, and here is what the public had to say.
Hello there, I'm doing a podcast called Heal Your Hole, and this week it's called Smelly Hole. So did you ever have to live with someone over your life who had smelly behaviour or smelly breath, or did you ever have a smelly old hole or a toilet in the house?
I've had too many friends with smelly breaths from cheese and onion crisps. Very, very smelly.
They're the worst, aren't they?
They are the worst.
How about coffee?
Coffee's great.
Coffee's great, right. So no smelly down the other end. You've had no Guinness friends.
I can't share that information.
Right, confidential. All right, thanks. Hi there, ladies. I'm doing a podcast this week called Smelly Hole. Did you ever live with people or know people who had smelly holes or smelly breaths or smelly toilets?
Oh, yeah, I still do.
Do you?
My son. He's filthy.
Does he drink the Guinness?
No.
Oh, my God.
Not much alcohol.
Oh, no, not much alcohol. Well, he's just a smelly shiter.
Yeah. Yes, and doesn't like to clean a toilet.
Okay. Does he even flush?
Yes.
He does. All right. Yeah. So does he leave the lid up after a wee?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Right. I've no sons myself, and I've no brothers, so I don't know about their habits. And no one with smelly breaths or smelly behaviours.
I can't get that close to anyone anymore.
Yeah, I know. It's grand, isn't it?
She's lucky she lives at home. So
grand.
She lives alone.
So. Well, good luck with your son.
Cheers.
Hi lads, I'm doing a podcast, and this week it's Heal Your Hole, but this week I'm doing Smelly Hole. So I'm just wondering, do you have any friends with smelly holes or smelly breaths, or have you ever had a smelly toilet?
You.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
I have a mask on. I couldn't be that smelly. You can't even.
I did
have some Brussels sprouts earlier.
Yeah,
I was using them up.
A mate with a smelly hole and a smelly mouth. Shannon Merriman, that's him right there.
That's him.
Big smelly hole.
The fecker who told me
that's
I was
him,
smelly.
Yeah, smelly hole.
Right. So is he the one who lands all the farts?
Yeah, and he has a McDonald's haircut.
What's a McDonald's haircut?
Got it done at McDonald's.
Oh, Jesus Christ. So is it like €1 or something? Or
how much was it? 150?
56 cents.
56 cents? Yeah. Did you do it yourself?
Yeah.
Listen, I can't talk. Do you guys have, any of you guys have smelly holes? Or do you live with anyone with smelly holes?
My dad.
Your dad has a smelly hole. Does he drink? Does he drink Guinness?
Yeah, my dad does. My dad drinks every night.
My dad's a fossil.
But Guinness, that pebble dash is the toilet. Does he
spatter? Pebble dash the toilet?
Does it what?
Does he spatter the toilet? With the Guinness shite?
No, I usually spatter the toilet, man. It's not my dad.
Okay, you spatter the toilet. That's you. So you're not even drinking the Guinness.
Looks like a crime scene after I use.
See this lad?
Yeah.
This lad ate spicy curry, yeah? He shat all up the wall.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really? Like, what age were you? You have 6 months?
Like, wow. 18 years of age. Or
18 years of age, and you shut up the wall. Oh, okay. Well, at least you're not girls, because they're putting on the fake tan, so the bathroom's like a dirty protest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for your smelly hole input, yeah, lads.
Thank you.
Your McDonald's haircut's lovely.
Good
on, hi there. I'm doing a podcast this week, and it's called Smelly Hole, and I was wondering, what's your line of work yourself?
Plumbing.
Plumbing. Okay. And have you ever come across any smelly holes in your work?
Every day.
Every day. And what's the worst? Was it domestic or was it in a business? Or?
Well, sometimes I have to go down 6 foot to clear a sewer.
6 foot down under to clean a sewer?
Yeah.
Would that be on a street or in a house?
It'd be in the backyard of a house.
Okay. And do you remember the worst job you've ever done?
There was one up the road. As far as I say, we had to go down 6 foot to break it open, but then the whole field with the sewage.
So while you were down there, the sewage started float. You were floating in the sewage.
Yeah. We were.
And what did you nearly drown?
Well, no, we got out in time.
Just about.
We got smelly.
And come here. Do you wear a mask going in?
No.
Now, some days I presume is just easy jobs. You'd be, you know, doing normal stuff. But so it's rare that you'd be that smelly, yeah?
Yeah, pretty rare, yeah.
Very rare.
We get used to it anyway.
Right, but you wouldn't forget a day like that?
No.
And were you slow to go back down into 6 foot drains after
no,
that?
No, you let it drain away.
Oh my God. Well, thanks for your comment.
Brilliant. Can you imagine 6 feet deep in a burst sewage pipe? Wow. Anyway. Well, thank you for everyone who contributed today to my podcast, even the ones who have no idea that they've contributed and will probably sue me down the line. But yeah, thank you very much. Next week, I will probably try Healthy Hole if I can get my head out of the last few selection boxes. And yeah, hopefully I'll get a sponsor for, I don't know, bum perfume or mouthwash or something from this fabulous episode. So if you enjoy the episode, tell your friends. If you didn't, shut your smelly hole. And do share it on Instagram or tag me or do one of those just to spread the word. Yeah, just tell three people about the podcast. That'd be great. That's all I ask for. And Instagram, Norma Shane Actor. Facebook, Healer Hole with Norma Shane. And that's about it. Thank you very much. Over and out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.